Welcome to The Drum Run, Season 1, Episode 2. Please follow us to get all the latest episodes dropped directly into your podcast library. And reviews, especially the good ones, are always appreciated. And now, sit back and enjoy the ride.
Get out.
Move. We should be allowed to speak with a lawyer.
There are no lawyers for third estaters. You ought to know that by now.
This is not right.
Your problem, not mine.
Welcome, Peace Officer Delacroix and Peace Officer Ramirez. Please scan your detainees for access to the outbound holding facility.
Why did it just say the outbound holding facility? You said you were taking us to a holding facility.
We did take you to a holding facility. The outbound holding facility.
They're sending us outside the walls.
No, they have to provide us due process. We didn't do anything.
Ty Witt, 3rd Estate, number 38907. Ford Hilliard, 3rd Estate, number 42381. Both detainees are now logged into the outbound holding facility, and each charged with accessory to the murder of the First Estate member, Baron Starr.
Move!
Easy with that stick.
You're a word away from getting tased in the balls. Just give me an excuse, 30, and I'm happy to oblige.
Officers Delacroix and Ramirez, thank you so much for dropping off our guests. I'll take it from here.
They're all yours, Bishop. Welcome to the outbound holding facility, gentlemen.
Enjoy your visit, because after this, you won't have these walls to protect you. Then it's gonna be a brave new world.
Ty Ford, please approach the decoffing station. Feel free to have a seat along the far wall with the others.
Which one of you is Farrah Carter?
Yo.
How'd you break into our apartment?
Whatever.
Is something funny about all this? We're in this goddamn mess because of you.
Get in line, asshole.
What did you just say to me?
I didn't break into your apartment.
They said they found you in our apartment.
They said the same thing to me.
Me too.
Same here.
The council often uses events like these to round up third estaters they've been meaning to get rid of. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news.
I'm set to age out in 4 days.
Unfortunately, the council has taken to sending age-outs on drum runs rather than sending them back to the grooming outposts. My guess, and this is really more conjecture than anything else, there are no more positions available at the GOs.
So they send me on a drum run? I was made a promise. There's a compact in place.
Third estaters should expect no promises from the First Estate. I am sorry, but you really should know this by now.
So we don't even get our day in court?
Oh, boo-hoo, lover boy. Just take your medicine like a man.
I didn't do anything.
You screwed the boss's daughter. You did the one thing you definitely cannot do.
Marie? Marie and I are just friends.
Everyone knows you're Marie Hargrove's latest interest.
It doesn't take a genius to know how you'd end up.
We hadn't gotten to any of that.
Then you're even dumber than you look. Before Ellis Hargrove sent you out on the DR, you should have at least had a roll in the hay with sweet Marie.
She's not like that, okay?
She's exactly like that.
How long have you been in the estate?
14 months.
Don't feel bad, lover boy. How are you supposed to know that you're not Queen Bee's first rodeo clown?
Before all this clever back and forth gets too contentious, might I make a suggestion? The seven of you would do well to stay civil with one another.
We don't even know one another.
In roughly 13 hours, you're going to be thrown to the wolves. And that, my mostly young friends, is not a metaphor. And if the wolves don't get you, you can always count on the 88s or the Ravagers to do their worst. In my experience, when you're facing life and death, you want to have as many allies as you can muster.
88s? Armed militia groups, yeah?
A generic term, really, but yes. Armed groups that roam the open territories looking for unaffiliates. Drum runners are a favorite of theirs, mostly because you tend to be young and attractive. They typically sell them to the dank mines or the harlot houses.
And the Ravagers?
Nomad clans that live just beyond the perimeter line. They prey on drum runners for food and supplies as they exit. They're relatively new on the scene. They're a nasty lot. Why don't I start us off? I am Bishop Halifax, part of the Second Estate, although clearly on the bottom of that rung. I've lived in the estate for 13 years and have worked at the outbound holding facility for the past 5 of those. In my free time, I enjoy making my own tea, mostly Darjeeling and English breakfast. I find it quite soothing. There, quick and to the point. Would you like to go?
I'm Roxy. I work as a nurse's assistant in the central infirmary. 25 years old. I enjoy helping people. All people, really.
You're a nurse? What do you do to get here?
I made a mistake while assisting on a surgery. The tox screen showed low levels of Acon in my system. Next thing I knew, I was being processed in here.
I'm Cruz. That's what everyone calls me. I worked as a sort of special domestic for First Estaters.
You don't strike me as a domestic.
Yeah, well, you don't strike me as a drug addict.
Fair enough.
I'm Ace. Third Estate, obviously. I'm 21 years old. I like puzzles, I guess. And I work in sanitation.
You're a janitor.
I guess. I mean, yes. I didn't choose it or anything.
No one in the history of the world has ever chosen to be a janitor.
That's probably true. I hate it. But I guess I don't have to do it anymore. I don't want to die.
Ford?
Yes. I'm Ford Hilliard. I'm 18. I teach mixed martial arts to mostly First Estaters. I have an interest in electrical engineering and the history of the country. Back when it really was a country.
Electrical engineering? That's heady stuff.
You know MMA? So you could protect us, then, against the Ravagers.
I'm not sure. I've always taught for self-defense.
You'd better learn how to kick some ass, lover boy. Because we're about to need it.
I would really appreciate it if you would stop calling me that.
What?
I've done nothing to deserve your disdain.
Well, I'm Farah, and apparently now I'm even more famous than Prince Charming over there. Until yesterday, I worked as the chef for Baron Star, until his heart went and stopped beating. I would add God rest his soul, but I'm pretty sure he never had one.
Wow.
The personal chef of Baron Star. 20.
Yeah, I'm that good.
What's your favorite meal to cook?
I'd have to say braised short ribs in a red wine reduction, garlic mashed potatoes, and flash fried teriyaki Brussels sprouts.
That makes me hungry just thinking about it.
What about dessert?
Pecan pie, vanilla bean ice cream, fresh whipped cream, and a short, very strong espresso.
Please tell me that's what we're having tonight.
Tonight we'll be dining on plain pasta, leftover bread, and a simple soup broth. Call it carbo loading for your upcoming trip.
So much for Last Supper.
What about you?
Ty, 37 years old. I've been living in the estate for nearly 20 years. Like I said, I was set to age out in 4 days. I really thought I did everything right.
I guess I'm last. Jax, 17. I've only been in the estate a few months. Haven't really gotten used to it, to be honest.
What'd you do?
Stole a piece of beef. I'd never had it before. It just smelled so good. I couldn't help myself.
They sent you here for that? Harsh.
Yes, extremely. But rules are rules.
You've never broken the rules before?
No, never. Perhaps that's the reason I'm still here.
Our own little boy scout.
I'm hardly that. But I also know that I never ever want to end up where you are. I've seen hundreds, perhaps thousands of poor souls just like yourselves sent out beyond the walls. Not many of them make it back.
But some do?
Some do, yes. Now, before we get to dinner, as is custom the night before a drum run, Ellis Hargrove will address you via Holovid. And while you will be able to hear him, he will not be able to hear you, so do bear that in mind.
I understand that this must be a difficult pill to swallow, finding yourselves in this particular place in time. It is unfortunate, to say the least. But alas, here you all are. There has always been confusion surrounding the idea of the drum run. And no doubt you've heard the rumors. Some say it's an impossible mission. Others that it's an expedition from which very few return. But neither of these is correct. The drum run, at its very core, is an opportunity. A chance to right whatever wrong has brought you to this point in your lives. It is an opportunity to provide the estate, the very community in which you've been allowed to live, with something that we need from the outside world. Trust me when I say that opportunity is the very best way to approach what you now face. For those of you who don't know the details of the drum run, allow me to enlighten you. You'll be given 7 days from the moment you step beyond these walls to accomplish your task and return to the perimeter line. 2 hours after you exit the walls, your target coordinates will be sent to a handheld GPS device. Instructions will follow when and if you reach your destination point. Each task is completely unique and hand-picked by the Council of Ten. Succeed with your task, and you will be admitted back into the estate, where you will be allowed to resume your lives. Fail, and you will be banished from our community forever. It's as simple as that. So I must ask you, are you ready to show the estate how valuable you truly are? I hope for your sake that the answer is yes. And with that, I will bid you a fond farewell.
If we ever make it back here alive, I swear to God, I'm gonna end that motherfucker. Maybe Hargrove is right. Maybe this is our opportunity to make amends for our transgressions.
Jack stole a piece of meat. Surely he doesn't deserve to be here.
Maybe it won't be so bad. Maybe we're making it out to be worse than it is.
Maybe we should face reality and call this what it is.
What does that mean?
This is a suicide mission, plain and simple. Isn't that right, Bishop?
There are millions of people who still live in the United States. I believe the figure is roughly 30 million. So, no. I don't believe this is a death sentence.
And how well do the majority of them live?
From the little I know, most of them don't live all that well.
How many drum runs have you seen succeed?
A dozen runs. Maybe two. Tomorrow, you should grab sticks, whatever else you can find in the fields to use as weapons on your way to the perimeter line.
Sticks? Because of the Ravagers?
Yes.
Why don't you give us weapons? Something to fight them with.
Unfortunately, I cannot do that. If the Ravagers get hold of your weapons, it puts the next drum run at risk.
This is so fucked.
How would the Ravagers even know we're leaving the estate?
They have scouts positioned along the perimeter line.
Couldn't you release us at night? There can't be enough of these Ravagers to patrol the entire perimeter.
In order to make it to the perimeter line, we shut off the electrified fields for 6 minutes.
Once that happens, the Ravagers know we're releasing. Tomorrow morning, we'll release you just before first light. It's as good a time to go as any.
So this really is our last supper.
We're gonna be fine, Jax.
Hey, Don Juan, do the kid a favor and stop lying to his face.
I'm not lying. We're gonna be fine.
You might possibly be the most naive person I've ever met.
Bishop said it. Lots of people live beyond the wall.
We're targets, don't you get that? For the Ravagers and the 88s. These chips beneath our skin, these tattoos on our wrists, they make us targets.
I'm simply saying this is not a death sentence.
Once you make it 15 or 20 miles from the perimeter line, you'll be much safer.
How many exits are there out of the estate?
One.
How can there only be one exit?
The estate is meant to protect those on the inside, not those leaving. My advice is not to think too much about tomorrow. You should get food in your bellies and then get a good night's sleep. You're going to need it.
Ford, you asleep?
What's up, Ace?
Maybe we should try to escape.
Even if we could, where would we go?
Back into the estate, I guess.
It's a walled city, genius. They would eventually find you. Then they'd put a bullet in your head.
Vera's right. There's nowhere to go.
Except out. Into the teeth of this goddamn storm.
I'm scared.
Yeah. So am I.
It's time.
What time is it?
5 a.m. A little over an hour before first light.
Oh, it's freezing in here.
This is nothing compared to the outside.
How cold is it out there?
-4 degrees beyond the walls.
Jesus.
What's with the guys and the guns?
They're here to make sure no one gets cold feet when it comes to leaving. If I may, I would suggest you dress in layers, as many as you have. If it were me, I'd put on everything I owned. It might just keep you from freezing to death.
It doesn't seem fair that we have to deal with the Ravagers and the weather.
The weather might actually work to your benefit. It's so damn cold outside that it will keep some of the Ravagers away.
Bishop, any idea what we're going after?
No, but don't worry about that now. Just concentrate on making it past the perimeter line.
Are we gonna die in the next hour?
Ace, we're gonna make it back, okay? Just like the other drum runs that made it back.
Have you ever met anyone who made it back? 'Cause I haven't.
Why are you such a pessimist?
Why are you such an optimist?
Each of the backpacks contains 7 days' worth of food, mostly hardtack, along with 2 canisters of water. The packs also contain a GPS tracker, along with some basic medical supplies. This pack here, with the faded red mark, contains a simple satellite phone. Do not lose this backpack. Without it, you're done. When and if you reach your destination point, use the sat phone to call the pre-programmed number for specific instructions. Calls made from any location other than the destination point will not be answered. You have 7 days to reach your destination, procure whatever the Council of Ten has specified for this drum run, and return to the perimeter line. Is that clear?
What kind of weapons do these ravagers have?
Crude ones, mostly. Metal knives and swords, sharpened sticks. No guns, at least according to the most recent intel.
Bishop, give me a weapon and I'll take out the ravagers.
I can't do that. If the ravagers get hold of the gun, it puts the next drum run at risk. It's time. Put these blindfolds on.
Why do we have to wear the blindfolds?
In case you do make it back. The Council of Ten keeps the exit well guarded. Now, place your right hand on the person's shoulder in front of you and move forward slowly.
I don't want to do this.
It's going to be fine.
Just stay behind the rest of us.
It's effing freezing out here.
I can feel it through every layer I've got on.
We're turning now. The path gets narrow, so move slowly. When we reach the end, when I tell you to, take off the blindfolds and climb the ladder with the blue tape. When you reach the surface, move in that same direction along the concrete border. Walk for 8 minutes. Ford wears a watch so he can serve as your timer.
Why 8 minutes?
That's how we randomized the location where you'll exit. The last drum run went up the ladder with red tape and walked for 23 minutes. Now, whatever you do, do not step from the concrete path until you hear the field's electricity deactivate. You'll know it when you hear the humming stop. If you step into the fields before they deactivate, you'll be killed nearly instantly. As soon as the electricity is deactivated, it will be safe to start into the fields. You'll have 6 minutes to make it to the perimeter line. Once the 6 minutes are up, you'll hear 3 horn blasts. 10 seconds after that, the fields will once again be electrified.
How far is it to the perimeter line?
1/2 mile, so I suggest that you run, or at the very least jog. We've reached the end. You can take off the blindfolds. This is as far as I go. Remember, climb the blue ladder, follow in that direction for 8 minutes, and do not step off the concrete path until the electricity is deactivated. Good luck.
It feels like the Arctic.
My hands are already numb.
We need a plan when we reach the perimeter line. How we're gonna handle the Ravagers.
What do you have in mind?
I don't know exactly.
I've read about how to fight like this in a group. The basic idea is to form a circle with our backs to one another. That way, no one can take us from behind. It eliminates one of the variables. They're gonna have weapons, and we got nothing. How are we supposed to fight?
Bishop said there are sticks in the field. We just have to find ones big enough to protect us, but small enough to handle.
So basically, our plan is to run into the forest, form a circle, and fight with sticks we found off the ground. Is that what we've come up with so far?
If you've got something better, please share it.
I wish I did.
We just gotta hope that there aren't too many of these ravagers.
Ford, how long have we been walking?
We're right at the 8-minute mark.
Okay. Everyone knows the plan, right?
I guess so.
Was that it?
Is it off?
I think so.
So, what? We just, like, start running?
No. We run for our fucking lives.
Drum Run stars Noah Kaishian as Ford, Abby Huffstetler as Farah, Junior Nyong'o as Ty, Colby Muhammad as Roxy, and Spencer Hunsaker as Ace. Additional performances by Grayson Heil, Noah Israel, Taiwo Shokan, Jalen Davidson, Catherine Pena, and Josiah Cahuto. Drum Run is written and directed by Corey Sen. Recorded at Blitz Recording. If you haven't already, please follow Drum Run and give us a quick review or rating. This helps our smaller production compete with the big guys, and who doesn't love an underdog?